Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Joining us now, he is Gary Wolfel from Wolfel's Press Box. Follow him on Twitter at Gary Wolfel. Gary, thanks so much for coming on. How are you?
I am doing swell. Always great to see you, Mr. Pfeiffer.
Great to see you as well. Obviously, we follow you on Twitter, and I know you are still the guy connected to everybody around the world of the NBA. I'm pretty sure you were the first one months ago to say that this was going to be probably a pretty crazy trade deadline. We've already seen the Celtics make a couple of moves with Porzingis going in a three-team deal that it gets him to Atlanta. Drew Holiday, poor Drew. He gets sent to Portland to go be on a horrible basketball team there in Portland at this point. How much more activity do you expect to see here in the next couple of days with the NBA draft, Gary?
Oh, I expect a lot. You know, I was at the pre-draft camp down in Chicago last month, and I talked to a general manager for a Western Conference team, and his team's got five or six really good young players. I mean, players that everybody would want. And I asked him, I said, are you going to be in the trading market? He goes, absolutely. There are zero untouchables on our team. And I go, whoa. He goes, that's going to be the case around the league a lot. So not surprised at all. The guy called it then, and, you know, it's now materializing.
What in your mind deems an untouchable? Is that even a thing in the NBA? Luka gets traded. Luka got traded. Durant's been traded. I mean, I don't feel like anybody is any longer an untouchable. In fact, the Denver executive the other day just talked about Joker possibly being moved, depending on the circumstance of the next couple of years. That seems insane to me, too.
That was a bombshell, wasn't it?
I mean, that's stupidity.
He's every bit to that franchise what Giannis is to Milwaukee, you know?
Yep. And that was Kroenke that said it, too. I mean, they run that franchise.
Well, he said he wanted to be transparent.
Oh, you're too transparent, dude. Keep that to yourself.
Exactly. You can't be much more transparent than that.
No, that is absolute craziness. Talk about the top of this draft. I mean, there's some talk about Atlanta trying to get up to three. We all know who's going one and two, right? We know Flagg is going one. We know Harper is going two to the Spurs. Three is where the issue is, because Ace Bailey of Rutgers apparently does not want to play for certain franchises in the NBA, one of which is the 76ers at three. Do you think Philadelphia gets intrigued by enough to move out of three to let somebody else come up and take Bailey?
Yeah, I do. Takes a lot of courage or balls to tell an NBA team, you know, having the third pick in the draft, nah, I don't want to work out for it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
What kind of message is that sending that organization?
But didn't the Bucks have a similar thing? I mean, they weren't three, they were six. But Yi Jian Leon, he didn't want to work out for the Bucks. Joakim Noah from Florida, he refused to work out for the Bucks back when the Bulls traded him. I mean, we've got some experience as Bucks fans seeing this happen to us.
Yeah, I talked to Noah at the pre-draft camp back in the day down in Florida. I asked him if he had any interest or desire to play for the Bucks. He goes, hell no.
Do you remember that draft combine? I was there with you. That's when the hotel we were staying at, we came back, Charlie, to the hotel. There was helicopters flying overhead, cop cars all over the place. Wow. There was a shooting or something, and everything was blocked off. Had to sit and wait for hours in order to get back into the hotel. I took an intern down there with me that year. Oh my God, that was insanity. That's back when they played at the what was it called, the Milk Jug on the Wide World of Sports complex down there in Disney World.
You know, when Utah lost the chance to get Cooper Flagg, you know, in this year's draft, I mean, they had their sights solely set on that guy. I mean, they tanked for basically half the season. It kind of reminded me of the Bucks when Al Horford came out, right?
Durant and Oden. That was a draft where it was Oden, Durant, and Horford were the top three. That was also the draft where it was the first time in NBA history where the three worst teams in the NBA did not get any of the first three picks. So instead of being three and having Horford with Bogut, you end up at six and taking E.G. on Leon.
I mean, what a franchise changer, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. And I feel really badly for Utah because, again, they need a star in the worst way. And by all rights, they should have got that star. But I've been told that the NBA is actually looking into finally revamping the lottery.
What do you mean? What do you mean revamping? Doing what?
Probably lessen the number of teams that can be in it. The percentages would be changed for the fifth time. But something has to be done. I mean, I don't know about you, Steve, but the day after the draft lottery, if you went on social media, one word kept coming up all the time. Rigged, 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 rigged. You know what I'm saying?
In fairness, I didn't hear anybody make that call. I didn't hear anybody in the media call the Mavericks pick. And there's a lot of people in the media that have their conspiracy theories out there one way or the other about the draft lottery. I didn't hear anybody go, "You watch Dallas wins this." I didn't hear anybody say it.
Exactly. Nobody did.
No, I didn't see it coming. No.
You know, and then you tie it into the Doncic trade and you got all these conspiracies floating around. But it's just not a good look for the NBA. It gives it a WWE look. And they got to make it more professional.
One last one for you. The Brewers game just ended 4-2. Talking with Gary Wolfe here, WolfelsPressBox.com. Any activity, do you think, from the Bucks tonight or tomorrow night?
I would say highly doubtful. I talked to a couple people just before we got together here, and there has been no trade engagement from the Bucks at this point. Zero.
Yeah.
You know what? And the only thing is that Giannis rumor is still floating around, believe it or not.
It's so stupid. It's just dumb. Like, at this point, I would be literally shocked if he doesn't play his whole career here. That's where I'm at on Giannis. And I understand everybody around the NBA is hoping and praying that he gets to a larger market so they don't have to come to Milwaukee anymore. They don't have to talk about Milwaukee anymore. And they can get him to New York or wherever they want to get him to. I'm telling you, man, this dude's loyalty is unmatched at this point. Even though he drives me nuts by not just shutting this crap down whenever he has the opportunity and letting it play out, that drives me nuts. But outside of that, I really don't think he's leaving.
You beat me to the punch. I mean, Giannis could have shut this all down.
Yeah.
Right after the season's over and say, you know what? I'm not asking for the trade. I want to stay in Milwaukee. End of story. You know what I mean?
Yep. That would have been the easiest way to do it. There he is, Gary Wolfel, WolfelsPressBox.com. Follow him on Twitter at Gary Wolfel. Got to talk about this Brewers Pirates game now. The win for the Brew Crew. Gary, thank you so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Steve.
You all betcha. The best.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.